Reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
And now, a star is born. On March 26, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Steven Tyler. The future rocker came into the world in the same way he would eventually spend his life, screaming.
No! 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 No!
Steven Tyler, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today again touting Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's report on Russian election meddling.
President Trump again called the conclusions of the Mueller report summarized by Attorney General William Barr great.
It could not have been better. It said no obstruction, no collusion. It could not have been better.
Democrats here on the Hill, however, want to see more than just the AG's four-page summary, urging Barr to release the full report. Several House committee chairs are even threatening subpoenas if that isn't done by April 2nd.
This is Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Stocks end the day in the green. Today's rally powered by gains in technology companies. The Dow up 141, the S&P up 21 points, with the NASDAQ ending the day 54 points higher. This is Fox News.
Joey.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I quit my job. I just wasn't having any fun. Plus, I just didn't like getting up in the morning. I mean, 6 o'clock? Really? I was up last night playing Fortnite till midnight. I'm tired.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
I said it yesterday, but that's not a correct excuse for staying up late. And midnight's not that late. Yeah.
No.
There are better things to do late in the wee hours of the morning.
I'm looking at Bill Kristol, faux conservative, fake conservative.
Man pretty much wrong about everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an amazing track record.
And if you want to know why it's important Donald Trump not be reelected in 2020, which I think is far more likely now with the Mueller report out, this is what triumphalist Trumpism emboldened by victory in the Mueller probe, as they think, looks like angrier and more radicalized than ever, more illiberal and dangerous than ever. What does that mean, illiberal?
Authoritarian.
And by the way, I'm reading this from David Blackman, who, again, we thank for joining us today from his Twitter page. And he just says, huh? But Crystal's another one who threw his conservative street cred out the window through his Trump derangement syndrome. Let's see. Reporter, you're accusing the people behind the investigation of treasonous acts. How high up do you think it went? Said President Trump, very high up. The reporter appears to ask Trump if he thinks Obama was involved. And Trump said, I don't want to say that, but I think you know the answer. And the closer they get to the truth, the crazier these people are going to behave. But that's where it started and ends. He's the one that told Comey, figure out a way to clear fat ass here so she can be the next president. And that's what they did. I will never forget, and I've told this story 1,000 times, and forgive me for telling it one more, but I was finally taking a few days in North Carolina, July 5th, driving between Charlotte and Blowing Rock. That's when Comey conducted his press conference. And as he's going on, my hope is building that, wow, there's a lot of stuff here. I wonder, you know, which of these things he's listing they're going to end up charging her with. And, of course, at the end it was, well, no reasonable prosecutor who wanted to live. That was the word he left out. Who wanted to live. Because people that do things that go against the Clintons tend to end up in plane crashes with bullets in the back of their head, dumped in rivers. And how disheartening. On my first day of vacation, looking forward to spending time with Goose. How disheartening it was. By the time I got to little hideaway in the mountains, I was bummed out. And then I think it was, if not the next morning, the morning after that, that horrible slaughter in Dallas with the cops. And of course, what made that all the more insulting was that America's number one cop hater, Obama himself, went out there and made it all about him. The fact that five officers were killed defending the free speech rights of people who openly hate them. What do we want? Dead cops. That's what they were out there protecting. That's what the First Amendment allows. You may not agree with it. I certainly don't. I think it's hate-filled insanity, because nobody ever really, no, I shouldn't say nobody, few people take the time to stand in a police officer's shoes and what they're all supposed to figure out in a split second when their life is on the line. And five of them died protecting people that despise them. And Oho goes out there and makes it all about him. Oh, in our long history, good thing we have Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad, on the line.
Well, Comey says, just like Hillary, there's not enough to prosecute Smollett. So.
Oh, is that how that happened today?
Comey did it.
Comey the clown.
You know it's pretty bad when Rahm Emanuel gets out there and reads the Riot Act.
I know, but I don't know whether I should believe that, Chad. I really don't.
No, I think he's really mad because I think he really understands that that is a gut punch to the police officers in Chicago. I think he realized he has a problem, you know. And the woman prosecutor who claimed to have recused herself since she had been friends with friends of Smollett suddenly decides she wants to nullify a lay-down case against the guy who cost the police department probably $1 million worth of investigative time.
No doubt.
Unbelievable, you know? Just goes to show you, there's justice first, two levels of justice, the rich and the famous, and the rest of us, you know? By the way, it is pretty clear to me that some of the lefties who are behind this entire Russia hoax are getting very nervous. Exhibit A.
Oh, please do. Please do. Tell me.
John Brennan.
Yes.
John Brennan. Yeah, interviewed on MSNBC saying, oh, it looks like I was wrong. I'm like, well, since you're the one that planted the whole damn thing in the first place, I think you probably knew you were wrong already. You were just hoping that you fooled everybody.
Well, of course, he and the rest never thought Trump would win the election.
That's exactly right. But they got their insurance policy, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's an old expression that if you're going to try to kill the king, you better make you have a sure shot. You know, because if you miss, you're dead meat. And if I were the president, I would put the full force of the federal government on the investigation of this entire hoax. I mean, the full force. Now, I'm not making things up. I'm talking about, you know, like Lindsey Graham was talking this morning, like we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to find out what they sent to the FISA court, what they relied on. Of course, we already know. You and I already know that, right?
Let me ask you, I want your opinion too. I asked our guest, David Blackman, this. I don't know if you heard the interview with David. I absolutely love talking to this guy. And he's been a regular guest on the show, and his blog, dbdailyupdate.com, is one of the best ones out there. When the president said this should never happen to a president of the United States, period.
Right.
What does that signal to you? What do you think?
Creating a false narrative to undermine an elected official to basically do a silent coup through the intelligence agency.
Is he signaling that there are going to be some heads rolling here?
Oh, I think there will be.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there will be. It's only a matter of time before there's a reckoning. They're already weeded out most of those people in the FBI in the upper echelons. There's a lot of really good FBI agents.
Rank and file aren't the problem here.
They're mad. Yeah, they're mad. Just like the Chicago cops are mad at what happened today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like they're all Trumpers now because they see how the privileged and the deep state controls everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, you know, whether you're talking about the Trump investigation or the Jesse Smollett prosecution, you know, it's the same mentality involved in both. People who are connected and people who have things to lose will make sure they don't lose those things, right? Or they'll take whatever they can.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, dropping 16 counts in a laydown case against Smollett is just unbelievable. And then he comes out there and said, see, I'm telling the truth the entire time.
The guy has gonads the size of beach balls.
Oh, and he said, he also tweeted out to the Empire cast, see you Wednesday. I have a feeling they're not going to let him come back. Just like OJ, you know? We all know OJ was guilty after the first thing, and he was a pariah. Even though he had been acquitted by a jury, the rest of the world knew that jury were a bunch of idiots. And, you know, and he was a pariah. And that's what's going to happen with Smollett, too. He's going to be doing snuff films the rest of his life.
As the great Daffy Duck would say,
you're absolutely correct.
I got to run. I appreciate the
All right, buddy. I'll take care. Bye-bye.
Now, if the news has got you down, there's a happy hour going on at El Jalisco right now that you can go and perhaps loosen up a little bit, improve your mood. And Yalen is here to tell us all about it from El Jalisco, authentic Mexican food. Good afternoon, Yalen.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah, that kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, when I see your name on our list here, and I start thinking about all the great options there are. Yeah, I start to develop an appetite. And for those of you who love a good margarita or a nice cold beer, happy hour goes till 7 o'clock. Why don't you tell us about those specials first, Yalen?
Yes, well, we do have our $3 margaritas. You can get them on the rocks or frozen, lime flavor, and they're a pretty decent size, 22 ounce.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can get our Bud Light Draft or Michelob Ultra on tap as well for $2.99 today. From 3 to 7.
I'm checking my Facebook, man. I wonder if my friend Karen is over there for 99 Cent Taco Tuesday. She's almost a weekly customer at El Jalisco because of that. And Steve Duro, our esteemed accountant buddy, too. He's the guy that turned me on to El Jalisco to begin with. So it is 99 Cent Taco Tuesday, but if people, there are a couple of dinner specials, right?
Yes. Well, besides our tacos, you can also get our dinner enchiladas, which includes two enchiladas, rice or beans, and you can get the option between beef and chicken, and also our nachos fiesta, which is like nachos loaded because of like tomatoes, lettuce, our cream guacamole, and jalapenos. It's very big and it's very good.
Yes, you'll find that the plates and dishes that are placed before you at El Jalisco, and by the way, if you have never tried their fajitas, holy, you could steam. It's like getting a sauna from that plate when they put it down in front of you. It is so still sizzling, so amazing. And then just wrap it together whatever way you want. They bring out everything on big plates that are wall-to-wall filled with food. You pay a reasonable price, and it's authentic Mexican food. And El Jalisco is easy to find on Atlanta Highway right in front of the Burlington Co. Factory across from the Krispy Kreme Donut. And Yalen represents a staff that is the best, dedicated to awesome customer service. I urge you, if you haven't tried it and you love Mexican food, visit El Jalisco soon. Yalen, tell the queen of the dimples I said hello, okay?
Definitely, Greg. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure. See, now, if you listen to her, and that's a sweet voice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're not being fooled. You're not being fooled, because I've met all of them. I'm usually there at least once a week. They're all terrific. They're all very dedicated. They keep an eye on your booth, your table, to make sure your drinks are filled, and to check to see if you need anything. Fantastic service as well. At 4:15, we have traffic and weather together, and I think I am going to roll call today.
I think you should.
Yeah. I would roll call with more zest if the Smollett thing hadn't happened. It's kind of got me down a little bit.
Now, I asked this the other night on my show, but are you sure the problem is all the obstacles and the bad news the world is putting in your way? Are you putting those obstacles in your own way and just looking for excuses?
Let's go down to the thinking stupid and figure it out while we're checking traffic.
Don't forget your traffic candles.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
That's a very clever nickname for a cigarette.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling through the 4 o'clock hour and checking things out. It looks like most of the earlier accidents have been cleared up, but we still have a very busy boulevard, especially on the south side. You'll see jam-ups all the way from the truck stops at I-65 all the way over to about the Troy Highway. We do see a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area, both on Madison Avenue and on South Decatur Street, so be careful in the crowds there. On the Atlanta Highway, it's really busy around Ann Street and Federal Drive. That's busy all the way out to Coliseum Boulevard. Once you pass there, you'll lighten up a little bit, but traffic will pick back up again around Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road. Be sure and look out if you're around the Air Force bases. Traffic starting to leave there and mix into the downtown traffic as well as the traffic on Congressman William Dickinson. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's hard to believe today's the last day of exhibition baseball games. Everybody's off tomorrow. The season starts Thursday, Joey.
Yeah, a lot of big action.
We're going to do our picks on Thursday. We're going to pick the teams.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for you to show off your clairvoyance. And you don't even need a crystal ball.
By the way, James Gillespie is on the line.
Indeed.
All right, now I'm a little behind on this because you guys did this on Friday while I was off.
With Operation Combat Bike Saver?
Yes, we got a lot of good feedback on it. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Man, I really do appreciate you and Joey and Rick and everybody down there at Blue Water Broadcasting for always being there for me and being there for all the functions that I try to be involved in. I put my time and effort in it. It's worth something, and it's a worthwhile venture.
Well, we love our veterans and can never do enough for them. So you were going to update us. How's everything going?
Yeah, everything, man, we couldn't have asked for a absolute better weekend. Saturday we had 40 to 50 bikes, maybe a little more. I didn't really get out and count them for the ride and for the dice run. And Saturday we had, Sunday, we had well over 300 plus people come by the shop up there in Tallahassee and just in and out throughout the day. Mike Rose film crew was there. Rough estimate so far, I want to say it's a little over $5,000. Nice. Just kicking this weekend off that we've got so far.
That's fantastic.
Glad to hear that.
As a matter of fact, Heath Stone came out and participated Saturday, and my wife recognized him. She does weddings and everything, mm-hmm. and so she happened to recognize him. I thought I recognized him, but wasn't sure it was him, actually. But, man, we had 4, 5, 10 people, maybe Saturday alone, that said, hey, we heard it on the radio. We wanted to come check it out. We wanted to be part of this. Sunday, we had probably a dozen more come out just Sunday alone and said, hey, we want to check it out, help y'all out.
That's awesome.
Quick question.
Yes.
I've got a friend who's a veteran who is going through a very difficult time and needs rides to be able to go to the doctor and get medical treatment. What agency is available to help with something like that? What group is out there to help get
him? Is he going to the VA? He works for the American Legion, the Department of Alabama's American Legion headquarters in downtown. What do you know if he goes to the VA?
You know, honestly, I don't. I would assume okay. So.
How about instead of taking a lot of airtime up, I'll catch up with you maybe this evening. That sound good?
Okay.
And that way I can get you some direct information. Let me do a little bit of research on maybe who I can find to help him out.
Yeah, I would appreciate it because as it is, because of his daughter is managing all of this and she has to work. And finding rides because he, you know, just a difficult transport has been very, and she's finding it hard to find help for this, so we're going to try and do what we can. So please contact me later, and I'll put you.
Fortunately, that happens a lot with our veterans. That the meeting the need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
A lot of time hinders our guys and gals from going to the doctor when they need to.
All right, we appreciate your time. Thanks for the update, and we'll talk.
All right,
later.
Thanks, Greg. I'll talk with you.
All right, 4:22.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after the victim in a shooting from earlier this month died. Authorities say 35-year-old Xavier Smith died from his injuries last Friday. He was shot on March 9th in the 3400 block of McGee Road. No arrests have been made in this case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Prosecutors are dropping all charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett. He was charged with disorderly conduct, accused of staging a phony attack, and claiming he was the victim of a hate crime. Smollett was in court for an emergency hearing today. It's unclear why the charges were dropped. The 11th Max Capital City Classic, Auburn against Alabama, takes place at Riverwalk Stadium tonight. 15th-ranked Auburn will look to bounce back after losing 2 of 3 against Mississippi State over the weekend. Same for Alabama, who only scored 1 win against Arkansas. First pitch will be thrown at 6. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get the jackets ready. We have a couple of chilly nights ahead for tonight. With mostly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine around. We'll be a little below normal on the temperature as far as the normal for this time of the year, with a high tomorrow 67, low tomorrow night 42. Then on Thursday, a little bit warmer with a high temperature in the low 70s. Nice weather on Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the upper 70s, and the pollen count still in the high to very high range through the rest of the week. We got another storm system coming in by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time. Drug testing and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the 100th season, just announced, and they're going to showcase the oldest rivalry. Kick off the season with the Packers and Bears, the classic rivalry at Chicago's Soldier Field. The NFL season is back in about 6 months.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
So far.
You're so naughty.
Yeah, from time to time I am.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Snap out of there. You gotta have something.
What is wrong with you?
If you wanna be with me.
He's a tool.
Nothing from nothing, leave.
You sure is ugly.
You gotta have something.
There's a sale at Penny's.
If you wanna be with me.
So much crap, they had to start a second pile.
Ask me about my.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I'm not trying to be your hero. Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Whoa!
I'm not trying to be your high.
Whoa, watch it, Captain.
Cause that minus,
you're phenomenal,
is too low to see.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
What are you people? On dope?
And I'm not stopping.
Playing.
Believe you me.
No!
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I'm glad you found your point in the radio dial, because I need the Baumhauer's winning word right now at 272-9228. We gave it out this morning. 272-9228. If you're caller 9 with the winning word, you win lunch for two at Baumhauer. What do I do now?
Come on, guys.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
I'm Gumby, baby!
Oh, my God.
If you
wanna
be with me.
Do it again. I like it.
Nothing from nothing.
Oh, mama.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'll have what she's having.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
Gotta have something.
That's just about enough time to pass for the phone to start ringing as we collect our Baumhauer's winning word. And I want to thank my special friend, Emily Hayes, for the spirit of
unity
that she brings to our morning show and to me all day then. There. You are caller one. Thank you for trying. Call back because you might get through. Caller two. See how close folks are paying attention.
Oh, yeah, they're really on top of it today, Greg.
And we've got the... I wish the weather was just a tad warmer for the ball game tonight, the Max Capital City Classic. You're caller three. You are caller four.
You lose!
No, that's not nice.
No, there, you got to be caller nine, Greg.
By the way, I got a 9.82736 from 84 on that roll call.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good number.
I'm going to get a 9.9.
Thank you.
I'm in a good mood today.
It sure was a good idea to do the contest.
Yeah.
During it. It's worked out real well so far.
Look at it. It's caller 5.
Caller 5. Try again. Caller 6. Try again.
I am Paul Bruchel.
I love this. Love this contest. Because every time we do it, there are 8 losers, and I like it.
Are you any relation to Klo Blucher? Caller 7. Caller A gets a sad trombone. And may I ask your name, please?
It is Rick.
Rick, can I have the Bauhaus winning word?
I have classic.
Nice.
And you know what I did there? Did you see what I did there, Joey? I picked the word classic.
Yeah.
I was at a Max Classic tonight at the ballpark.
Oh, wow.
So Bauhaus,
that is awesome.
A great place to go after the game, before the game. But before and after the game, do whatever you want to do, celebrate, and I'm kind of favoring Auburn in that game tonight. Troy, what about you?
Oh, yeah, War Eagle, baby.
All right, hang on. You have won lunch for two at Bauhaus Victory Grill, redeemable at their fine location downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building or at the Eastern Boulevard. Well, once again, tomorrow night we will convene, but I don't know what we're celebrating. Or if we have something to celebrate this week. We usually try to have something. I will speak with Miss LaDonna Brooks, who is our Knights of the Roundtable concierge, and see what's happening. Maybe we can have, you know what? We should celebrate the Mueller report. How about that? For 2 years, we've been listening to all this bullshit about, the Russians. And then we get the news we thought we would get. I think we should celebrate that. That way we can live up to Bill Kristol's a-hole commentary about, they're acting like a rabid, what a check-off. There's a guy that took what used to be a conservative Bible, the Weekly Standard, and turned it into a crap-hole Democrat light rag, which is now out of business. Good management there, Bill. You're one of the best. Coming up, we're going to listen to parts of a speech. Occasional Cortex has got her panties in a wad today because GOP senators are using their congressional allowances to print Aquaman posters for themselves to argue that a Green New Deal, whatever the hell it's called, saving our nation from climate change is a waste of money. Saving our nation from climate change. Even though the world's going to end in 12 years, according to her. You know what? I honestly find it hard to comprehend how somebody could be such a shaving cream.
Watch it!
And you know what? If you believe this woman, you're an even bigger dip shaving cream than she is. Her election to Congress was nothing more than a bad accident. Let's see. The solution to climate change is not this unserious resolution. The solution to so many of our problems at all times and all places is to fall in love, get married, and have kids, said Senator Mike Lee. Good for you, Mike. Thanks for growing a pair. He's got a lot of likes on that on Twitter, too. If this guy can be senator, you can do anything. You got a lot of nerve for a twerp that's been in Congress less than 3 months, you ignorant bitch, woman. Sorry, Joey.
You better watch yourself, Greg.
My ear hurts. Hey, would you do me a favor?
Depends on the favor.
I got to talk about Clark's.
I'm not putting ointment on your ear. You can do that yourself.
I did do it.
Yeah. I can't see. I believe you.
I did.
I'm not putting any ointment on you.
It's the lidocaine.
Yeah. Good for you.
So I took as directed. But
what's the favor?
I want you to look up the Smithsonian Channel's schedule for tonight while I talk about Clark's. And I'll come back to you. I'll go from Clark's to Clark.
All right.
Like what I did there. In all seriousness, to those of you who are boomers or have found that as you get a little bit older, aches and pains are a daily function of life. And for me, the one thing I have that makes me feel like a rich guy is my beautiful garden bathtub. And a couple of months ago, actually a year ago, it started to leak. The bedroom carpeting was getting soaked. David Fagan came out because he not only is the master of all pools, but he knows quite a bit about tubs and hot tubs and that kind of thing, and bought me some time for it. But eventually, it was a problem that had to be addressed head on. And Rick Clark has a guy who has the skills of a surgeon when it comes to a chainsaw. and to remove the tub, to take it out so they could get at the problem, the drain, and make sure that there was no groundwater coming in from outside. Because you know what's under your bathtub? Sand, in most cases. So the plumbing forensics that I witnessed watching this whole thing take place were just amazing. And I really don't talk about it enough, but I'm still impressed. And when I get to fill that thing with hot water and just let it, you know, the aches and pains soak away, I really feel the appreciation for the teamwork that went into fixing that problem. And that's the plumbing team at Clark's. They are so good at what they do. And you would never know from the tile or anything else that a major, I mean, they had to take it completely out to get at and fix the problem. You never know. It is flawless, a flawless outcome, worth every penny. So when it comes to plumbing, and of course heating and air conditioning as well, call Clark's, join the club, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. So what you got there, young Joey?
All right, tonight on the Smithsonian Channel, Disasters at Sea comes on at 7 p.m., The Ice Ship.
The Ice Ship?
The Ice Ship. Would you like more details, or is that enough?
Is this a ship that was in the ice of South America, and they hit an iceberg or something, and everybody had to get into lifeboats, and they were in the
lifeboats? I'll give you the description if you like.
Go ahead.
Passengers on an adventure cruise in Antarctica.
That's the one.
Watch on as their ship, the MV Explorer, plows through 9 miles of ice.
Which it was designed to do, but it's still...
It springs a leak, and its lower deck is flooded with freezing seawater. All 154 aboard must abandon ship and spend 5 terrifying hours adrift in lifeboats before they are finally rescued. With the ship now at the bottom of the Southern Ocean, investigators turn to eyewitness accounts to understand what went wrong.
I've seen that. It's excellent. What else? Happy ending.
At 8 p.m., air disasters, deadly detail.
Ooh.
The chances of a catastrophic event happening after a plane parks are nearly non-existent, which is why the incident aboard China Airlines Flight 120 was so baffling to investigators.
That was a plane that made a normal landing and pulled up to the gate and exploded into flames.
The plane's engines were switched off. The passengers were lining up to debark. Then within seconds, the aircraft was engulfed. Flames. What caused the sudden inferno that sent panicked passengers scrambling for their lives? Discover the tiny failure that endangered not only this flight and its passengers, but air travelers around the world.
Yeah, that problem ended up being a nut no bigger than your own. And what was the third one tonight?
9 p.m., America in Color, Playtime.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, at the start of the 20th century, Americans find themselves with more time and money on their hands. Coney Island launches the country's first amusement park and proves that big profits can be earned from fun and entertainment. By 1953, Americans are spending $18 billion a year on leisure activities like camping, bowling, and attending sports events. This is the story of America at Play, presented through digitally remastered and colorized archival footage in rarely seen home movies.
It's amazing because these are all colorized old film.
Stuff is cool. It's really cool tech.
Hey, by the way, speaking of air disasters, a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX, the same model that was grounded after two recent crashes, made an emergency landing at Orlando today. There were no passengers. The pilots were flying to California when they encountered engine problems about 10 minutes after takeoff. They turned around and landed safely. I would normally at this point make a caller wait, but it's Master Thespian, and we want to instead give him a big Warhawk welcome.
Howdy, I'll make it quick. You can go to break. I'm full disclosure, I've been watching the Smithsonian Channel as well, and it's not all air and sea disasters. Just
of course
letting people
not.
Know. I mean, last night they had this really great program about Pearl Harbor, and they were showing actual footage and radio broadcasts from the time. It was fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
Yes, there were a couple of Pearl Harbor related and what they got into was who knew what and when.
Yep.
It's really amazing stuff.
Yeah, but a few days ago we saw Building Star Trek. It was a really cool documentary, about how that TV show has inspired real-life scientists to do some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, build so a tractor
it's,
beam.
It's not just an old fogey show.
Exactly. It's those young whippersnappers like Joey can learn all sorts of cool stuff and things.
If they're willing.
Yeah, that's anyway. A big if.
I know it's not wrestling.
No, it's not. But it's nowhere near as entertaining.
It depends on how you define entertainment.
Well, and it doesn't teach you the depths of human psychology the way wrestling can.
Okay.
No, but let's study people, like, you know, in terrible, catastrophic situations. Sure, that'll happen in everyday life. How can I use that?
Thespian, I have to take my candles down to the thinking stage.
Next time I'm planning a trip to Antarctica on an ice-faring ship, I'll watch the whole...
There you go. I watched that.
It's a good episode of that sea disaster thing.
Okay.
All right. Y'all be good.
Thanks.
See you later.
By the way, one of the new shows on the History Channel.
Yes.
Which I love, Forged in Fire, by the way.
Yes.
That's one of their great shows. But it's a new one hosted by former WWE wrestler Christian. But the show is called Night Fight.
Night Fight.
Yeah, it's an actual thing that people do. They get dressed up in as accurate as possible remakes of like medieval armor with blunted weapons. But other than that, they're complete replicas.
And then they
fight each other.
You know what they call those
it's
people?
Awesome.
Renaissance fairies, because they really believe they're living in medieval times. And one of these days, one of these medieval warriors is going to get shish kebabbed, and that'll be the end of that. Then the Smithsonian Channel will have a show called Renaissance Fair Disasters.
As we continue through the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around, and boy, it is busy this afternoon. The boulevard is just crowded no matter where you go. There's a lot of traffic down around the truck stop on I-65. Then as you approach Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, there's a big jam up there. Also at Vaughn Road, the I-85 intersection, and down by the Atlanta Highway. It's pretty crowded if you're headed towards Wetumpka. On the Wetumpka Highway, you'll slow down at Redland Road and up by the casino. If you're headed into Prattville on 31, look out, because there's an accident in the 4100 block of the Birmingham Highway. That's over by the Relax Inn, so be careful there. The only place that's rolling smooth right now are the interstates, and they are moving along at a speed limit ride. No delays for you there. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get the jackets ready. We have a couple of chilly nights ahead for tonight. With mostly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine around. We'll be a little below normal on the temperature as far as the normal for this time of the year, with a high tomorrow 67, low tomorrow night 42. Then on Thursday, a little bit warmer with a high temperature in the low 70s. Nice weather on Thursday and Friday. Friday's high in the upper 70s, and the pollen count still in the high to very high range through the rest of the week. We got another storm system coming in by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
With energy and financial sectors boosting the market today, the Dow up 140 points, NASDAQ up 54, S&P 500 up 20. And shares of Apple reversing course and closing down 1%. A U.S. trade judge will recommend banning some iPhones from being imported into the U.S. after finding that Apple violated a patent held by mobile chip maker Qualcomm. Now, it's unclear if the recommended ban will be imposed or even which iPhone models will be affected. And the pioneering use of drones entering the UPS network, with the delivery company partnering with drone startup MatterNet to deliver medical samples via unmanned drones at Wake Med's hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Michelle Obama's memoir, Becoming, is becoming the most successful memoir in history. Its publisher, Penguin Random House, says nearly 10 million copies have been sold since its release in November. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
The
tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This HBO documentary about Elizabeth Holmes is fascinating. And wow, she really doesn't blink. It's just a blank stare. It's like the one I give to guys who show up for a date wearing sneakers. It just leaves me dumbfounded. And like Mark Zuckerberg, she wears the same outfit every day. He didn't blink either. Maybe they're robots. I mean, come on, at one point she was a female billionaire and she didn't want to go out and shop. Does Silicon Valley not have a good mall? Then there's her voice.
It's so deep.
It's no wonder she only wears pants. Well, now she's valued at zero, and that's about the same as my checkbook. So I guess I'm even with someone who was on the cover of Forbes.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I'm here. I'm just trying to manage these. I have some breaking news of a very positive nature. Come on, upload here, would you? Thank you. This just in via email.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
Yesterday a friend called, Thunder of the Greek God, and emailed me looking for help with some baby doves that he found who were orphaned by a vicious hawk who got mom and dad. Sad story. I had no idea where to, who could help out in a situation like that. I found out, first of all, we put it up on a Facebook thread, and we got tons of response, and I thank everybody for doing that. And I just got a note that that they have been dropped off, these future fat birdies, with a lady named Patty, who is going to take care of them. And it was amazing. When we have a need, how you guys just pitch in, either with information, money, whatever it is, whatever the situation requires, you're just amazing. I was talking about the fat bird. Remember the note from Thano yesterday?
Yeah.
The orphan doves, they're in good hands now. You know what he was feeding them while he was taking care of them? Because somebody advised it was a baby. Hang on, let me just make sure I got this right. I think it was baby carrot food.
Huh.
Like Gerber's?
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to be okay. And again, thanks to everybody who helped out with the...
Hope you didn't tell Hershey about this.
Fat Birdies?
Right. I don't know how he would feel about you rehabilitating Fat Birdies.
Well, his job is to frighten them off the property. And it's so funny because he gets into this hunting posture, lowers his head.
Are you sure?
His Batman ears pop up.
Are you sure that's how he understands his job, or is he just a very unsuccessful hunter?
No, he's not a... Look, the reason he's never caught one of the Fat Birdies, mm-hmm. and I think he could, especially a few years ago, just like me when I was younger.
No, terriers are swift, man, and he's no exception.
Well, they're ratters. Just
right.
And Briscoe, who is supposed to be another dog that was useful in catching rats and stuff, I'm not convinced of that, only because he's just the most lovable little dum-dum on the planet. Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. Such a simple boy. So anyway, but Hershey's got a collar, and the birds hear the jingle before he gets closer. They take off. But he struts around when the bird goes flying away because it's no longer invading his territory. You know, it's too bad you can't see a video of the inside of the studio at the moment, because my high fashion sweat outfit,
yeah, it's covered in,
it's, it looks like I had a roll in the hay with a lady who sheds. This is all French bulldog hair. I didn't know that they, because Huxley, I was visiting the buttery one, the boss, and the doggies were especially affectionate today, so Huxley was climbing up and giving me kisses, and Louie was with me for a little bit. And look at this, man.
You're covered in dog hair.
I don't mind. It's doggies. That stuff doesn't bother me.
Yeah, nor does it bother me.
Shouldn't have a dog if those kinds of things get to you. Somebody who does get to me in a negative way is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear a little bit of this Mike Lee speech. And she's, what did she say? Well, here's what Mike Lee said, and it's brilliant. The solution to climate change is not this unserious resolution. The solution to so many of our problems at all times and in all places is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids. Yeah, it's... this whole idea, where does somebody who was a bartender 2 years ago find out and develop the scientific expertise to be able to predict that the world will end in 12 years? And to do this, we're all going to have to stop driving cars. We're all going to have to stop using airplanes. And we're all have to stop eating red meat to accomplish this. And sure enough, like days after she announced this insanity, somebody in a restaurant catches a picture of her and her boyfriend or whoever was with her chowing down on a nice big old burger. And it's the usual, that's what socialists do. It's for thee, not me. I'm here to save you from yourselves. The rules don't apply. It's just amazing. Just amazing. But Mike Lee, and if I understand Mitch McConnell correctly, he's going to call for a vote on this thing. So senators will have to go on record as saying yay or nay. He's got to do that. So we can turn over a few more seats. Because when people finally understand what this is really... Oh, look at this. This is a funny little... I can't read it out loud on the ear. It's a fairy. It's an obvious caricature of Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh.
And the caption says, "Hi, I'm the free fairy." Because that's all they got. Here's some more free...
You know, in all sorts of classic, like, mythological stories or yes, fairy tales, literal fairy tales,
mm-hmm,
when some otherworldly being offers you something for free, don't take it. It's usually a curse of some sort.
There's no such thing as free. You cannot give to someone else what has not been taken from another first. It's that simple. But we,
if you're talking about the government, yes.
These millennials, man, and their socialist attitudes and gimme, gimme, gimme. I want, I want, I want.
Mm-hmm.
I need, I need, I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Oh, my. Whoa, whoa, there, boomer. You know, I'm learning from you. You're like a model.
Yeah.
Careful how you act.
I wish I could believe for one scintilla of a second that I could actually influence your thinking. But I'm not that stupid. I may look at it sitting here in a jacket that's covered with dog hair, but that's another story. I never said I was Sean Hannity or Mark Levin. At 4:57, I've always told
for,
you...
For a second, sorry, I thought you were shedding.
It,
your
it
chest,
is the same
where does,
color, isn't it?
Where does your chest hair end and the dog
know,
hair begin?
I know. Thanks. Thanks a lot. You just made my day. I always... I made it policy that I would never suggest that you spend your money with a place that I don't spend my own. And gosh, we've been Jack Ingram customers for 3 years. And Mrs. Ritterbuttle was interested in getting a, she loved her Juke, just loved it. It was her dream car. But just like she wants to change the furniture, she says, yeah, I think I want to get something. Tip Tames comes through again. Finds us a 17 Toyota Corolla, and oh, it's a hot little car, too. It is. And I think Sho had, through 2.5 years, not only shown responsibility, but he's kicking butt at AUM. So, once again, Tip says, I got just the car for you. And he turned us on to a Subaru Outback that already had two or three other people that were ready to take it, and we swooped in and beat him to the punch. We traded in the two we have for the two we got, and the net payment increase was like $40 a month. But these were both upgrades. They just did a phenomenal job for us again. There are some great vehicles and choices available in the under 10 category at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Everything that's on the lot that has their name on the back is something that you can depend on, and I want to bring to your attention the one... A 1999 Ford Windstar base, $4,800. So if you're looking for something for a new driver or a second vehicle for the family, buy from people who have vetted their product thoroughly. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Bo Holt, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. I just kind of want to speak up for Joey for a second. Not that you were berating him personally or anything.
Oh, no.
No, I know. You know, Joey's a little younger than I am. Like I said, I was born in January of 81. I don't know where the cutoff for being a millennial is.